I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Wade into a river this fishing season, and if you're in the right spot, you might encounter something gooey and a little gross. It's called rock snot, and it's a microscopic form of algae. Now, a new species of rock snot has been discovered, and so far, the only place in America where you can find it is in an out-of-the-way part of the Farmington River. Wind your way up a trail, walk through a cemetery, push aside some brush, and there, on the banks of the Farmington River in Barkhamsted, you can see it.
Check it out. Look at that.
So gross. I just can't help touching it.
I know.
That's Deba Kanbiro, a professor at Three Rivers Community College. And she's holding up a new type of rock snot named Didymosphenia hullyi, which she helped discover along with Mike Beauchin. He's a biologist from the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. He describes it as
wet, goopy snot that you would wipe off of your infant's or your toddler's noses.
As we talk, Beauchin, who's wearing waders and standing in the cold, flowing Farmington River, hauls a rock covered in a fresh snot sample out of the water, and he gives a more scientific description of its appearance.
You can kind of see on the surface of the rock here, they look like about quarter-size mushrooms a little bit in that, and what that is a whole group of single-cell diatoms that produce this big, long stalk. And that gets them up elevated off the rock a little bit.
Beauchin says rock snot, which is nicknamed Didymo, forms into clumps because of those stalks, which pull on each other, create friction, and give Didymo its characteristic cottony feel. And he says anglers have been on the lookout for Didymo since it was first detected in the state in 2011.
One of our diagnostics when we talk to the public is if they pull out an algae from the river bottom of what they think is Didymo and it's green color for one, or if it's really slimy, then it's
something else.
They want to think it's snot, but it's something else,
yeah,
right?
It's something else.
Under a microscope, Kanbiro says this new species looks different than other known species of rock snot. So different, in fact, that she was inspired to do a DNA analysis, take lots of photographs with a scanning electron microscope, and send samples to scientists all around the world. Eventually, everyone agreed. This species of Didymo from Barkhamsted was new to science. Kanbiro and Beauchin published their findings in the European Journal of Phycology. As we talk, Beauchin wades back into the river, scanning the bed with polarized sunglasses for more samples. And Kanbiro holds up a long, stringy Didymo bloom that's dripping with cold water. And I ask her about where the name Didymosophenia hullyi came from.
My dad had a kidney transplant, and the doctor that saved his life after the kidney transplant failed was Dr. David Hull.
A surgeon at Hartford Hospital, Kanbiro says Hull was always curious about many aspects of science.
And in fact, Hull means river channel in Latin. And so how fitting, right?
While unlikely to happen in Connecticut, runaway blooms of rock snot can create problems. Large mats of stock material can blanket river bottoms, choke out life there, and alter river ecology. For that reason, Beauchin says the state is trying to contain the spread of this new organism. So as fishing season kicks off on April 9th, Beauchin urges anglers heading out to the west branch of the Farmington River to be on the lookout for rock snot. And if you're fishing in Barkhamsted, he says do your part to contain the algae spread by treating it like snot, washing your boots and your equipment after fishing. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.